four or five lines in the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom. Mem Vav Amud Aleph. That's where I believe we are. Amarav. I think that's where we're up to. I think we finished to Amarav.
I can think of someone who has just gone to Amarav.
Okay, I agree. But what's older mean? That's the question. Okay, now, Amarav. Rav says, Tnufa Benazir Makebis. Okay, now, we had a machlokes, and this is, we have to, certain things we're going to have to park in our brain and have it as clear as sunlight. And that, well, sunlight, yeah, clear as day, I should say, as a clear day. And that is, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Nazir remains the Nazir till after Taglachas. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. It's not, right. And Rabbanon holds that a Nazir becomes, the end of his Nazirut is at the Zerika of carbon number one. Now, what hasn't been discussed is that the Torah says that after the Taglachas, he has to do tnufa, not on the hair, but he has to do tnufa of the parts that he gives the Kayan, of his animals. Chaza, Bishayk, Zraya, Bishayla, and the two Chalas. There's a mitzvah of tnufa. Pasuk says, where's the Pasuk? V'lokach ha-Kayan es ha-Zraya, Bishayla, min-ayo. The Chalas, Matzah, Echad, V'nazan, al-Kapri, al-Nazir. Achar, his galcha is Nisrai. After his haircut, he has to do all that. Now, is the tnufa a ma'akev? Is he a nazir till after tnufa or not? That's the question at hand. That's the question we'll be dealing with in the next three quarters of a dvar. Is a tnufa a ma'akev? Does a guy remain a nazir till after tnufa? Now remember, tnufa is after giluach. You don't do tnufa before the haircut. It says achar his galcha es nizrai. This tnufa should be after giluach. That's what it says.
The religion tells you you don't have to have any korban. Right?
What? The other? You can't do taglachas till after your korban.
Carbon
is first. Taglachas is second. Now, you can do taglachas after one carbon. Taglachas is second, and tnufa is third.
Carbon is first.
Right. Now, the Torah says, this pasuk is a crucial pasuk. The Hayne Baitim HaKayin Tnufa Lufnei Hashem. He does tnufa. The achar yishta nazir yayin. Then the nazir can drink wine. That's what it says. Now, if you were reading Chumash and you didn't know anything before, you would say that the nazirus ends after tnufa. That's what the pasuk says. Do bring the carbon. Do giluach. Do tnufa. The achar yishta nazir yayin. That's what the pasuk says.
Where's giluach?
Well, you don't have a chumash in front of you.
I have psukim here.
That again, there are many more psukim in the chumash than there are in the side of the Gemara. You want to know where it says? It says v'gilach hanazir pasik chet yud ches. There's yud ches, and chav.
Okay, so yud ches is before chav.
Yeah, usually that's the way it is in my chumash.
What I'm saying is that even that is not even the first thing you do.
Again. Right. It says bring your kavanas, it says first. Correct. Correct, 100%. If you had a chumash in front of you, you wouldn't have these. No, you don't have a chumash in front of you. That's the mistake you're making. You don't have a chumash in front of you because the chumash has many more psukim that they bring on the side. In Pasuk Yud Ches, it says he cuts his haircut. Takes his haircut. In Pasuk Yud Tes, it says, you take all the stuff and put it on the hand of the Nazir. In Pasuk Kaf, it says, he waves it, V'acha Yishta Nazir Yayin.
Yep.
Okay. Now the question is Tnufa Ma'akev or not? Amarav, Tnufa B'Nazir Ma'akevus. He hasn't finished his Naziris till after Tnufa. That's what he said. Now, we have a Machlokes Tanoim that we started off with. Is Giluach Ma'akev? The Rabbanan said no. The Rabbanan said yes. So who is Rav going in when he says Snoop is Ma'akev? Rabbanan say Giluach is not Ma'akev. He doesn't have to do Giluach to get rid of his Naziris. It's a mitzvah, but he doesn't have to do it. Rabbi Elazar said Giluach is Ma'akev. Now, again, what does Rav mean when he says Snufa Ma'akev? Who is he going in? Which Tana is he trying to explain? So to Gemara Aliba Deman. Ilaim Aliba de Rabbanan. Taglachas Ami Rabbanan Lemakva Tanufa Miboy. Taglachas is before Tanufa. Tanufa comes after Taglachas. According to the Rabbanan, you don't need Taglachas. How could you need Tanufa? If I can stop my Naziris before I do step two, why do I need step three? So it can't be in Rabbanan. Ella Aliba de Rabbanan. Yes. Yes. Again. I started off the day, and this has to be ingrained in your brain because this is going to come back 1,000 times today. I said Guzma. Again, Rabbi Eliezer holds Taglachas as Ma'akev, which means he does not become a Nazir, he does not stop his Naziris till after Taglachas. And Rabbanan say Taglachas is not Ma'akev. We had this in the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah in the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Eliezer said, after Taglachas, he's mutter to be Mishnah Yayatama Mesa. The Mishnah says it after Tanufa, by the way. And the Rav Shimon said, no. His Naziris ends right after Zrika. So that's a fact. Now Rav comes along and says a statement. Tanufa is Ma'akev. Which town is he going in? Who is he saying Tanufa is Ma'akev by? Dr. Gemari can't be going into Rabbanon because Rabbanon say right after Zrika. They don't even need Taglachas. How could you need Tanufa if you don't even need Taglachas? And Rabbi Eliezer, so must be he's going to Rabbi Eliezer. Must be that way. But the problem is, going to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't need Rav. I have a pasuk. Well, how did Rabbi Eliezer know everything is Ma'akev? Because it says, Ve'acha yishtan nazir yayin. After everything that was done, the nazir drinks wine. That's said after Tanufa. So how could I entertain not that way? What's Rav teaching me? What would I thought without Rav? If Taglachas is Ma'akev, and yesterday's Gemara said, how does Rabbi Eliezer know Taglachas is Ma'akev? Because it says, after Taglachas, the Acha Yishtan Nazir Yayin. And he understands Acha to mean after everything that was done. Well, that same Pasuk said that Tanufa, and then the Acha Yishtan Nazir Yayin. So that same Pasuk tells me that Tanufa is Ma'akev. So why do I need Rav to tell me? You know, why can I ask people to take a chumash? It would make things life so much easier. People, I hate to say this, people are lazy, no offense, and they don't want a chumash in front of them.
What's Rebbe Lozer's plow on Taglachas? They snoop with it. Why is this a plug on
Taglachas? Because Rabbanan say even Taglachas is not Ma'akev. Well, Tadoim always do that. They have their point of machloek because they don't pick out every case that they argue with. The Chiddush is Rabbanan say even Taglachas is not Ma'akev. Kapitul Vav Yudches. Well, once you have a chumash, you can go before Yudches where it says to bring the kabbanas. Yudches, Yudches, and Chav is the three psukim.
Yeah.
So Yudches says there's a mitzvah giluach. Yudches says take all the pieces and put it on the hand of the Nazir. Chav says, do the tenufa. And then it says, V'yachar yishta Nazir yayin. Now, the Rabbanan learn achar means after one step, which goes back to before Yudches, one carbon. Rabbi Eliezer says achar means after everything. So the Gemara's problem is like this. Rav said tenufa, which is written in Pasuk Chav, is Ma'akev. Now, according to Rabbanan, even Yudches is not Ma'akev, so how can Chav be Ma'akev, which comes after Yudches? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't need Rav to tell to me. I read the Pasuk, and he said, Acha means after everything. After everything includes Tanufa. So why do I need Rabbi Rav to tell me that Tanufa is Ma'akev? That's the Gemara's problem. Spin it inside. Now leave it in mind. Who is Rabbi Rav telling me this chiddush? Eli Malib Rabbanan. Taglachas Ami Rabbanan Le Me'akva. Tzrufa Mi Boy. Why would I think Tzrufa is Me'akev and Taglachas is not? I mean, if Rabbanan learned Akher means after one act, so it's over. What do I have to tell me that three and four aren't Me'akev? Two and three aren't Me'akev? Ella Libid Rubliyaz, Ipchita, Hamra Blazacha, Maisim Kulam. He says after everything. So what's Rav's Chiddush? And for the Gemara, Mal de Tema, Kivin Linyan Kaparis Yore Mitzvahi, Hakanami Leita, Akev Kamas Malan. Since we see other places where the Torah makes a mitzvah of Tznufa, the Kabbanas, that the Torah says you have to waive things. And the halacha is that if you don't do it, you're good to go. You bring a carbon, the Torah makes a mitzvah of tzrufa, by mitzvah, by a regular shlomim. There's tzrufa. But if you don't do tzrufa, the carbon's kosher. And the guy gets all credit. He gets a minus on his record for not doing the mitzvah of tzrufa. But it's not ma'akiv the carbon. So we see tzrufa is called shiore mitzvah. I don't know how he translates literally shiore. A mitzvah that
a residual
mitzvah. So memela, once tzrufa is residual by other kabbanas, even though it says achar nishtar dazu yayin after tzrufa, we should treat tzrufa like we treat it by every other carbon. So Rav, no, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, tzrufa is ma'akev. So Rav is saying the chiddush is in Rabbi Eliezer. You would think tzrufa is different. Even though the Torah wrote Achar after Tzrufa, I would say it's no different than Tzrufa in the whole Torah, where it's residual. Kamash Malan, that no. Zuck the Rush. Now, I don't know how everybody has the Rush. In my Rush here, a lot of the Amud Beis is on the Amud Aleph. So let's go back to where Hashta Taglachas. Now, Menvavim is Aleph has a lot of rush that comes from Menvavim and Beis. But we're in the middle of, in my rush, I'm in the middle of Menvavim and Aleph. The starts Hashta Taglachas. Those are the words it starts with. Shehi Beguf HaNazir, Amir Rabbanan Boi Ma'akva. That's something that happens to his body, and Rabbanan says, I'm Ma'akva. Tzrufa, she'edim ha'keves b'shum ha'kum. Tzrufa never is necessary b'di'evet. B'boi, is there a chiddush? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's self-evident that it's ma'akev. It says, achar yistah yazir yayin after tzrufa. The answer is, kivu linyin kapara shiore mitzvah, k'dizu perikamet ezvachim, shim asa le tzrufa shiore mitzvah, which means, perish. So I ask a cloud, if you skip tzrufa, ma'ala olav ha'kasim kilu loy kipper b'kipper. The Gemara's lesson is as if he didn't get a kapara, but he did get kapara, which means kilu loy kipper shle'asim mitzvah ben amufkar. He didn't do the best mitzvah, but the kipper chayim ha'kevus. Right? It's like doing something, but missing a piece. That's not necessary. You get the kapara, but it's, you know, you didn't do it the right way. You didn't do it the right way. Nothing. The Minaf Kamina, that upstairs when they grade the person, they grade him as a positive that he brought the carbon, and that a negative he missed the mitzvah.
But there's those negatives downstairs.
What?
The only one we find is another that has restrictions.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You mean his tenufa
is different?
Again, the Havamina would have been that it's not different, so Rob comes and tells me that it is different. Exactly. But without Rav, you wouldn't have said that. Logically speaking, you wouldn't start making chalukim. Tzrufa is never ma'akev. There are many, I shouldn't say many, there are other things in a carbon that are also not ma'akev. Shmicha. The mitzvah of a samach yada. If they don't do it, the carbon's kosher. But upstairs, they give them an X on shmicha. There are things that are mitzvahs, but they're not ma'akev. If a guy forgets Yalav Yavai by Ma'ariv, he got credit for Ma'ariv, but he didn't say Yalav Yavai. So upstairs, they check him off for Ma'ariv, and they give him an X by Yalav, the column that says Yalav Yavai. He forgot it. We don't make him go back, but he didn't say it. It's a fact. Not my case.
What's the time clock on the plumbing? How long does that mean?
I don't know what you mean by that.
2 days, 1 day?
What time clock for what?
So can you push off the tznufa?
No, the tznufa is the part they give into the kayan. They give.
The kayan have to.
Yeah, kayan has 2 days and one night to eat it.
Yeah, what's the reason?
What?
1 day.
Shlomim? Not Shlomim of Nazir. He's asking a regular Shlomim. He's not talking about Shlomim of Nazir.
No, but this one, where is
Tzufa? Yes, it's Tzufa. He's talking about a regular day. Nazir has the day and the night to eat it.
Dayan, everything.
Correct. Correct. I thought he was talking about a regular Shlomim.
Okay. The Rush brings that
okay, you want to know why he needs it? Because there's a svara to say that anything in the carbon is ma'akev, even though taglachas is not. Meaning, tznufa is part of the avedis ha-carbon, whereas taglachas is not an avedis ha-carbon. And the Rush says it on the Amid Beis. I didn't make this up. And the mailer, there's a havmina to say that according to the Rabbanan, tznufa should be ma'akev. Because that's part of carbon, drinkas adam, and tznufa. So in the havamina that goes into the ma'isa echad. You're doing drinkas hashlamim, and then tznufa because it's a ma'isa carbon. A glachas is not a ma'isa carbon. So the rush, the mavar, and that svara says it's in the goof of the person, not ma'akev for sure, not in the goof of the person. Later on, he will bring the opposite svara, because one is in the Gufa carbon. But I didn't want to confuse people. They'll be confused enough by the end of the day. I don't have to confuse them anymore. Let's think about it right here. Umi Ma'akva. Is it true that according... Now, remember, we're in Rabbi Eliezer. Remember that. That is a side remember. Because if you're not in Rabbi Eliezer, ain't nothing to talk about. Umi Ma'akva. Is it Ma'akev? Latanya, we learned. Zois Tyres HaNazir. Tyre at the end of the parsha says, Zois Tyres HaNazir. Whenever the Tyre does that, it's trying to teach us something. The Tyre is not just trying to tell me, oh, these are the halakas. We just said the halakas. So the Tyre is trying to tell me something you wouldn't know. Zois Tyres HaNazir. Beishi yesh lekapayim, beishi ain lekapayim. It's to tell me that whether he has hands or not, they're the same. Now, what does that mean? They're the same that what? So let's see the Rush on the Amud Aleph. Again, by me, it's on the Amud Aleph. I don't know where it's by everybody else. Umim Akva. Again, this is where... This is going to be... You have it on Mem Vavam Beis? I'm happy that for once, you have it in the right place and I have it in the wrong place. Umim Akva. I feel a little Rabbi Eliezer. Batanya, Zayis Tyrus HaNazir, Bein Shiesh Lekapayim, Bein Shein Lekapayim. Because Sal Kedaitach, we now think, there's a comparison, a guy that doesn't have hands. Now, a guy that doesn't have hands, where is he going to do tshuva? He doesn't have hands.
It says, with his residual limb.
Again, it says, V'nasan al-kapeh HaNazir, on his hands, on the palm of his hand. Rachman al-Litzan, he doesn't have palms of his hands. Therefore, we're just going to learn the Rush first. Therefore, the Gemara thinks in the Havamina that is telling me you don't have to do tznufa. Because just like the guy without a palm is going to have to do no tznufa, the guy with the palm, the Torah is comparing them. Right? Zayis Torah HaNazir, no difference with palms, without palms. That means the Torah is telling me, just like the guy without palms doesn't have to do tznufa, because he can't, the guy with palms also doesn't have to do tshuva. That means not in, who's that going in? In Drabbanan, I don't need to say that. Must be going in Rabbi Eliezer. That drusha must be going in Rabbi Eliezer. Let's read the rush. Talk to rush. Kasal gadai, dog dahi peruchai. We now think that this is what it means. Kamay she'ein lekapayim, the ain't remainah, he can't do tshuva. Kain yesh lekapayim, ain't tshuva makavas. V'yal karchok le'asik Drabbanan. This drusha can't go like Drabbanan. They can't call the Zayis Tyrus HaNazir lumbly. So why would I need the pasuk? They already learned that achar means after one action. Right? Tnuf is not ma'akev. So why in the world would I need a pasuk to tell me tnuf is not ma'akev? Must be Ela Korka Rabbi Eliezer. And what does he put in the Gersh Mem? he takes out umemela shemina de betruf umeida. So how could you tell me, Rav, that truf is not kevis according to Eliezer? Not true. I have a brisa that equates with hands and without hands, and obviously the brisa is telling me that you don't have to do terufa. So that must be going in Rabbi Yezim, since Rabbanan, I wouldn't need it. I'd rather wait till the Gemara's answer before anybody asks questions. And for the Gemara, no. Because Eloha, the time you have another brisa. Zois Tyrus Hanazir. Beishi Esh Loisar, Beishi Ein Loisar. Whether he has hair or doesn't have hair. Hakanami Dol Makla? Are you going to tell me according to Rabbi Yezim, Taglachas is not Makiv? The Torah is equating, that brisa says, the Torah treats the Nazir, who unfortunately doesn't have a hair. He never grew hair. He's what's it called? Alopecia. Or bald. Thank you. And I just like to say it in a nicer way, alopecia. That way, bald makes sense. I'm sorry. Alopecia. And the Nazir that has hair, it is equated. Now, the Nazir that doesn't have hair doesn't do taglachas. So you're going to tell me that a Nazir with hair doesn't do taglachas according to the Ezim? According to Rabbanan, I don't need this. Okay, now I'm going to go to Akla. Latanya, not that way. Nazir Memurat, a bald Nazir, doesn't have to do taglachas. He has to run the razor over his bald head. He has to go through the motions of the taglachas. The Amaravina, my ainet tzarech, the Beishamai ainet tzarech ain loy takana. Beishamai says, you know what? That Nazir can never get out of his Naziris because taglachas is ma'akev like Rabbi Ezer, and he can't do taglachas. And Rabbi Sil, yash loy takana. According to Rabbi Sil, just run the razor over his bald head. If you run the razor over his bald head, you did taglachas. So go back to trufa. So according to Mesil, what does that mean? Ain't like kapayim. Put it where the kapayim would have been, by his arms, by his residual lift, to quote Dr. Harris. So therefore, it's not saying trufa is not ma'akev. Your question was, it equates the two, and you understood that to mean that the one without hands doesn't do trufa. That's not true. The one without hair does taglachas, according to Meisil. The one without hands does tenufa without hands. He does it in his arms. And the Mela, Rav is right. Tenufa is ma'akev. And this Bryce is saying the exact opposite. That just like the guy with hands does tenufa, the one without hands also does tenufa. So it's not a kashan, Rav. Because we see by hair, Meisil says you go through the motions. So my tenufa, the same rice, the same limud. Zayis tyrus hanazir. No difference with hair without hair, no difference with hands without hands. By hair, Rachel says, what is shot? You do the motions. Oh, you do the motions? So by kapayim, I do the motions too. And therefore, tenufa is ma'akev. Your question was assuming that Eile kapayim can't do tenufa. Not true. Just like a guy doesn't have hair can do taglachas, a guy without hands can do tenufa.
And according to
Beis Shammai,
everyone holds he can't get out. He can never get out of
it. Exactly. I don't know what you mean by everybody. It's only Beis Shammai. I don't know what you mean, Beis Shammai, everybody.
Can come out of his
Nazirus, that's exactly the way Ravina translated Beis Shammai, according to this Lashon of the Gemara. Correct. It's exactly what it says. Exactly what it says. According to Mesil, he goes through the motions. Yes, doctor.
Two things. Number one, minor point. People who are bald still have hair.
Fine.
Not very much. Number two, the real point. What about Missouri?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
I think it's a fair
shot. Again, I'll say it again. You asked me a question, I gave you a very clear answer. I don't know. Now, if you think it's a Rashi, then you do know. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. It didn't change my thing. I don't know.
I have told you before what the word
palimpsest. Yes. Okay, let's go to the Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Eloha d'tanya. Zois tyres ben sheyesh loisar, ben shein loisar. Okay, nami shabon lahashri sheyesh loy lein loy, loy me taglagas loy ma'akva. What, are you going to tell me that the Bryce is trying to tell me you don't have to do taglachas? Now you can tell me that the Bryce is going like Drabonim, but Drabonim don't need that pustik. They already learned it from Ba'achar. Latanya nazim emurit. Let me musti la mifrach. Dal korkoch. Loi mas bala hashvis yesh loi 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 mit taglagas loi akva. Can't be chat that taglagas is not mahakev. The rabbanim examine shabbat acha acha nafka. The rabbanim already learned it out. The rabbanim says taglagas mahakva. But you can't learn that the brisa means that just like the guy without hair doesn't do taglagas, the guy with hair doesn't have to do taglagas. Because Rabbanu knows from somewhere else, and Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not true. So who's this brisa going on that uses this pasuk? If you're going to learn the pasuk the way you learned the arms, that just like the guy without hands can't do tenufa, the guy with hands doesn't have to do tenufa, that means you would say just like the guy without hair can't do taglagas, the guy with hair doesn't have to do taglagas. Well, according to the Rabbanan, I don't need Zayis Tarif Anazir for it. And according to Eliezer, it's not true. Must be. Ela korchet bo lahashvet ein lo liyeshloi. It's going the other way. It's saying the guy without hair does have to do taglachas. Ma yeshloi tzarek lahavitar. Lemar la mitzvah, according to the Rabbanan, as a mitzvah. Lemar lahakiv, and according to Eliezer, to ma'akiv. Gam ein loi tzarek lahavitar on right side. The guy who doesn't have hair also has to put a tar on his head. So we're equating the one without our hands to the one with hands. He has to lift it on his arms to say when he doesn't have hands. Ella the nichale lechukah mebraisa. Dal korchach makshi ein loy liyeshloi. Right, meaning we want to prove it. We didn't have to bring Bishami Bisholwood. We could have done this without Bishami Bisholwood. We could have just said, listen, the Brisa says, with air and without air are equal. Who are you going in? Rabbanan, I don't need the Pasuk. And Rabbi Eliezer, it's not true. Must be going the other way. So why did we bring the Brisa? Terrence says, you have a Brisa, Bishul says Beferus. You run it over the head, so we might as well bring the Brisa. You could have figured it out without Bishami Bisholwood. Because there's no other way to learn this Brisa. According to the Rabbanan, I wouldn't need Zayis Tarif Anazir. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not true. So must be that the Brisa is saying that the guy without hair has to run a razor. We could have done it with that alone. So direct, but we have a Brisa. He still says do it. So we bring that Brisa in.
How do we know all this is equal and it's Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe it's on the mitzvah and it's Rabbanan.
Which one?
Both of them.
In the Chanami. And the Maskola, it's in the Chanami. Again, in the Havim meaning we're saying that Yeshloi doesn't need. Now, who's that going in? Rabbanan, I don't need Zayis Tarif Anazir to tell me. In Rabbi Eliezer, it's not true. According to the Maskana, you can go by both of them. That Eloi needs either a mitzvah or a makif. And the same is true for Tenufa. What? He continues his Naziris for the rest of his life. There's no Brera. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when the Rabbanan, taglachas is not makif. When the Eliezer, going to Beis Shammai, nothing he can do. When the Rabbanan, skip taglachas. Don't do the mitzvah. Skip it. Rush continues. V'tanya of Nazir memurit Beis Shammai ayimim ein etzarach la'avitara reishai. V'tanya of Nazir memurit Beis Shammai ayimim ein etzarach la'avitara. It's interesting, the Rush calls him Rav Avina. That is what Ravina's name really is, Rav Avina. And they call him Ravina as a shortened version. Like Rish Lakish is Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ravina is Rav Avina. That's what it is. My ain't a tzarek lebe shamay, tzarek ve'ein le takana. Vokhi omar, ain't a tzarek la'avitara reishai. Be shamay says you don't have to, ki le shayu le'avara. It won't help. Achas and Imru does a reishav. His hair has fallen out. Well, the Belezer, I'm at the Glacus of Makevis, Usher Miyayin Lailam. And the Kanami, according to Belezer, according to Meshamai, the guy's stuck for the rest of his life. Well, I'm going to look at him at his Geluach. Well, the Meshu, yes, like that kind of, but Boris Tar on right side. He runs the tar on his head.
Why did you speak?
Let me just finish. Rabbi Eliezer, Lishnis Yayin. Well, I'm going to look at him at Mitzvah. Vahi, he Epsher Shabal Lahashvaz, yes, like that, Eloi. It's not trying to equate what he has here to what he doesn't. If he has here, he can get out of Naziris. What is it coming to tell me? I don't have to teach me that you have to take the hair off. Must be teaching me Aimloi goes the other way. If you don't have, you still run the razor. The tzarech lahana bizroi. He has to do the waving with his arm. Lemay la mitzvah or lemay la akiv? Yes. Okay. What was the question you asked me? Why does it say why not tuma? There's three things. He can't do taglachas. So what is it negating him now? Whether he's going to be able to drink wine and be matama lemeitzim. Usually, wine is the frequent thing. People drink wine regularly. They hope not to have to be matama lemeitzim.
No, the thing is, he's
Correct. What are his restrictions? He doesn't have to worry about the restriction of a haircut because he doesn't have hair to cut. So that restriction doesn't apply to him. He has two restrictions, wine and tumah. So we say wine because that's the common one. That was the drink. Tumah we hope that he never has to do anyway. Back to the Gemara. So now, so we answered the question, to review it quickly. Rav said to Nubas Ma'akev. Right? Our question was, it's not true, because it says that the one with hands is the same as the one out of hands. And we understood that to mean, the one without hands can't do Tanufa, the one with hands doesn't have to do Tanufa either. Now it can't be the Rabbanim, because Rabbanim don't need this pasuk to teach it to me. Must be triply answered. It's saying that Tanufa is not Ma'akev, and Rav said Tanufa is Ma'akev. And for the Gemara, you're making a mistake. It doesn't learn out has from not has. It learns out not has from has. That even though you can't do it the right way, you do it as best as you can. And we prove it, because we see by hair the same thing. The Torah equates yes hair with no hair. Now what does the Torah mean? That yes hair doesn't have to do taglachas? According to the Rabbanan, I don't need this pasuk, and according to the Blazer, it's not true. Must be the time he's equating no hair to yes hair, and saying no hair has to do the best he can, which is what maybe Joel says, run the razor on his head. So the same thing here. The one without hands does the best he can. He waves it with his arms.
Why can't
hear what you say. The Rabbanan wouldn't need the pasuk to say Tzareth HaNazer. They know it from Achar. They learned Achar is Galgis Nizra means after one act.
Right.
So they don't need a posse to tell me that Tanufa is not Ma'akev. They already know Tanufa is not Ma'akev, but there's only one act.
Doesn't that explain?
Zayis Tiras is a drasha. It tells me from here we learn out that we equate no hands with yes hands. Now, the Rabbanan don't need me to tell me that Tanufa is not Ma'akev. They know it already. They don't need Zayis Tiras HaNazir to teach it to me.
The question is, are you supposed to go through the
life? Again, the Havmin of the Gemara was that the Torah is telling me, just like the guy without hands can't do Tanufa, the guy with hands doesn't have to do Tanufa. And how do we know that? From a pasuk, Zayis Tiras HaNazir.
That's,
now, who's that going in?
Well,
he doesn't have. Well, that means it's a mitzvah, but he doesn't have to do it. It means for the Yevon, he's not a Nazir without it.
But if you want to do it the best way, then.
Again, but Tanufa is not Ma'akev. That's what it's teaching me. According to the Havamina, it's teaching me that even if you have hands, Tanufa is not Ma'akev.
Tanufa not being Ma'akev, is that a Chachila also?
No. The words Ain't a Ma'akev means, but the Yevon, you're not a Nazir. There's a mitzvah called Tanufa. You missed it. Let me ask you. Going to Rabbanan, what's the best way for a Nazir to be? To take a haircut. There's a mitzvah to take a haircut. But he's not a Nazir, even if he doesn't take the haircut. So is that B'dievan or Chatzila? Okay, same thing as with Tanufa. There's a mitzvah called Tanufa. But it's not Ma'akev. Now, going to Rabbanan, I know it's not Ma'akev from the word Achar. I don't need Zayis Tarech HaNazir to teach it to me. Must be it's teaching to me in Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Taglakat is Ma'akev, and it's saying Tanufa is not Ma'akev, but Rav said Tanufa is Ma'akev. The Gemara's answer is that's not what the Braisa meant. The Braisa meant to say just the opposite, that even with the guy that doesn't have hair, he has to do Tanufa. Just like the guy without hair runs the tar, the guy without a hand does the Tanufa. Now the Gemara brings in a side issue. Dr. Gemara. V'hainu drepdas. The way Ravina explained Beishamai, which means you don't have takana, you can never get out of the Naziris, the guy who has no hair, according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's the same thing Rabbi Das said. Dama Rabbi Das. Beishamai, Rabbi Eliezer, Amru Davar Echad. Beishamai and Rabbi Eliezer agree. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is on something else. My Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya. The halacha by Mesira is the one has to put blood and oil on his right thumb, on his right big toe, and his right ear. What if a guy doesn't have a thumb, Rachman Alutra? What happens to him? What happens to the guy that doesn't have a thumb? He's a Mesira that doesn't have a thumb. Eloi Bayan Yad Varego. The Tanya. Eloi Bayan Yad Varego, if he's missing either the thumb of his arm or the thumb of his leg, Eloi Tare Lomas. He's stuck being a Metzaira the rest of his life. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, which is exactly like Beishamai. If you can't do Taglachas, you're stuck with Naziris. You can't do the putting of the blood on the thumb, you can't get rid of Tzaras. That's what Rabbi Das said. Beishamai and Rabbi Eliezer are of one opinion. When the Torah says do something, if you can't do it, I'm sorry for you, but you're stuck. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Yanichenu Amakayim Aviyatza. Rabbi Shimon says no. Put it where the thumb would have been, which is similar to Beis Hillel. Run the razor on the head, do the tenufa on the arms, and put the blood in the place where the thumb would have been. And Chachamim Aimim, Yaniach Al Shel Smayel V'Yatza. Put it on the left thumb, because at this point, the left thumb becomes the right thumb, because he doesn't have another thumb. So therefore, Yaniach. So here we have, the Rav said, Beishamai and Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing. And this is the way Ravina said, the way Ravina explained Beishamai. Like, because if you read the Beishamai, Beishamai just says, "Ein tzarich la'avital ha'roisha." There's two explanations. I don't have to do it, or I have to do it and I can't do it. So Ravina explained it to me, and I have to do it and I can't do it. That's exactly like Rabbi Eliezer said there. I have to put the blood on the thumb and I can't do it.
And therefore,
he remained a Messiah the rest of his life. Now, there's a big difference between Nazir and Messiah only. The Nazir is self-inflicted. Nobody asked him to become a Nazir. Messiah is also self-inflicted. He spoke Lashon Hara, but at least he didn't put himself, he didn't make himself a Messiah directly. Hashem made him a Messiah. And Hashem knows very well that this guy, according to Rabbi Eliezer, will never be able to get out of his Tzaraas. That means basically Hashem gave him a life sentence. I'm sorry? Right, he can become tar for everything besides going into Harabayas or what he touched. Correct. He's a Toyayim. He's a Adarab, he's a Mechus to Kippur. He can walk into Yerushalayim. He can walk into Yerushalayim after the 7 days. So he can walk into Yerushalayim. He can be around people. All the restrictions of a Torah are gone. Just can't bring his carbon. So he's stuck being in that state of not being able to eat kashim. He can't eat carbon Pesach. The rest of his life he won't be able to eat carbon Pesach. He'll have to sit by the Seder and not eat carbon Pesach. Stuck the rest. I still have it on the Yamad Aleph. I guess you fellas have it on the Yamad Beis. Ein loy tare lamis, the meaning krok is achsiv. You need it as the pasuk wrote it. Al makaymai, al makam habayin, where the thumb would have been. Okay. That ends Lashon 1 of this Gemara. And I will review it again. Because Lashon 2 takes the whole thing in a different direction. That's why I said, I don't want to confuse people more than they have to be confused. Lashon 2 is confusing. So again, let's review Lashon 1, which is the simpler, easier Lashon to learn. Rav said, Tzrufas Makeves. The Gemara's first question was, who is he saying it in? In the Rabbanan, it's not true, because even Taglachas is not Makeves. And Rabbi Eliezer, I don't need it, because the Pasuk says, Acher Nishtar Yazir Yayin, it's written after Tzrufa. The Gemara answered, I would think Tzrufa is not Makeves, because it's a residual mitzvah everywhere else. So maybe it's a residual mitzvah here too. Ebony Abbot, you can do without it. Kamashman Rav, the truth is ma'akev. That was Rav's statement. In Rabbi Eliezer, the truth is ma'akev. For the Gemara, what do? I have a brisa that equates a guy who has no hand to a guy who has a hand. We understand that brisa to mean that just like the guy without the hand can't do tenufa, the guy with the hand doesn't do tenufa either. Now, who's that going in? The Rabbanon don't need this pasuk. They know that from before. Nothing's ma'akev once you do zrikas adam. They learned it from Achar. After one mice. Must be going to Rabbi Eliezer. And it's saying truth is not Ma'akev. It's just saying having hands is the same as not having hands. And Rav said truth is Ma'akev in Rabbi Eliezer. And this writer says in Rabbi Eliezer truth is not Ma'akev. And for the Gemara, you made a mistake. Because the writer is not equating having hands to not having hands. The opposite. It's equating not having hands to having hands. That just like having hands needs tenufa, not having hands also needs tenufa. Which would mean, according to Beis Shammai, he can't do anything. And according to Beis Hillel, he'll go put it on his arm. And we prove it because there's another brisa that equates not having hair to having hair. Nobody's going to say that just like the not having hair doesn't do taglachas, the having hair doesn't do taglachas. Rabbi Eliezer said you need taglachas. And Rabbanan don't need this pasuk to tell me not. So obviously the brisa is equating not hair to yes hair. Either going to Beis Shammai to say you need taglachas and you can't do it, or going to Beis Hillel to say go through the motions of running it over his head. So the same thing here. We're equating no arm to yes arm. That just like yes arm, yes hand, does tenufa, no hand does tenufa. According to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, he would not be able to do tenufa. And if tenufa is ma'akev, he'd be stuck. Dr. Gemara, that's exactly where Pedas learned Beis Shammai. Because the words of Beis Shammai are not indicative. It says Beis Shammai says, Tzarech lahavitara, right? Ain't it tzarech lahavitara, right, Shai? That can be translated, you don't have to, or you can't. Ravina translated it meant you can't. So Rabdas translated it the same way. Because he said, Beis Shammai said the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, who said that my guy Mitzairu has no thumb, he can't get out of his saras. So a Nazir who has no hair can't get out of his appearance. Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer say, you got to stick to the text. It says thumb, it says hair. No hair, no thumb, stop. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. I'm going to leave the second lashon to tomorrow, but I will ask people to make sure they know that first lashon, because second lashon comes and turns everything on its head. I think it's really necessary because if you come in tomorrow and you don't know the first lesson, you're going to get to the second lesson, you're going to try to say, what in the world is the Gemara doing here? Well, you'll say that anyway, but at least you have a chance tomorrow.